I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 897. That's dynamite. There are moments upon which the trajectory of our lives will turn. I'm sure you can think of pivotal moments that changed your life forever. For me, it was my parents' divorce when I was 10, going to Bible college, marrying Jane, having our three children, moving to Tennessee, coming to Highline, and you've got your own list. Today, let me tell you a true story that changed one person's life forever. And that was when he read his own obituary. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments: to love God heart, soul, mind, strength, not haphazardly, but intentionally, and to let that spill out into how we love others. J.R. Briggs shares the story in detail. Do you know the story of the Swedish man who invented dynamite? An inventor by the name of Alfred held over 350 patents and is credited with the creating of dynamite in 1867, which made him extremely wealthy. In 1888, his brother, Ludwig, died in France. Allegedly, due to poor reporting, a French newspaper accidentally reported that Alfred had died, not his brother. In that obituary, it stated that the merchant of death has died, quote, end quote. The erroneous report was later corrected, but it rattled Alfred, leaving him wondering what he would be remembered for: death and destruction. The crisis of conscience changed his life. He rewrote his will and committed to donate his fortune to charity, specifically toward those who work toward peace and not war. He committed to give award money to people around the world who were devoted to peacemaking efforts, hence the Nobel Peace Prize. Here's the good and bad news. You can have a say in the godly legacy that you will leave. That's the good news. But the bad news is you've got to be intentional about it. Deuteronomy 6 says, "And these words I command you today shall be upon your heart. You shall teach them diligently." Notice the words "teach diligently" to your children. "You shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down and when you arise." Okay, it's not just parenting, because you are a leader. There are people looking to you and looking at you. And leaving a godly legacy takes discipling people, encouraging people, equipping people, empowering people, modeling for people, being available to people. It takes all of that. Psalm 145, verse 4 says, "One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." Often we stumble into our legacy instead of believe that we can have a positive hand in how our obituary will eventually read. So here's the challenge. What if today you took a few minutes and wrote out your own obituary? Give it a shot. What would you want it to say about you? And when you finished, ask yourself if the life you're living today is headed in that direction. What can you do now to make that obituary become a reality? So here's the great question. If you woke up tomorrow and someone had an incorrectly reported article about your death, what might you be remembered for? Let's pray. Lord, you've given us life. You've ordered our days. You've told us to make our days count and to redeem the time. When our days are over and someone is writing or speaking about our life, may their reflections of us be a beautiful tribute of a life lived for you. Thanks for the moment you've given us. And may we have ears to hear and eyes to see beyond the moment, to the future, to the treasure of you that we can leave to those who come behind us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 898. And in the meantime, I can't imagine the shock of seeing your own death notice in the paper. And then the future shock of reading things about yourself that you wish weren't true. Well, we can do something about that starting today. We can live in such a way that those who look at our life when our days are over will not just say things that are true, but the things that are true will also be good and beautiful, pointing to a life that loved God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loved our neighbors ourselves. Imperfectly, yes, but you can be a person after God's own heart. And when you are, well, that's dynamite.